10 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock, and we have a very feisty conversation on our hands, or do I say on my table this morning? All right, now we know we cannot ignore that some of our brothers and sisters right now across the length and breadth of the Niger Delta are going through some very difficult times. The Arashi River and several rivers, River Nun, for those who are in the Bayelsa regions, have overflooded their banks. They have gone through the normal levels, and we're looking at almost nearly 2 or 3 feet of water, you know, in some of these areas. Now, having said that, a big thank you to all of those private individuals and CSOs, and as well as the government, trying to get some assistance to those in the most of need. Well, we'll do our bit here, but keep the conversations, you know, as they ought to be. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something that everybody should be interested in. You see, the importance of education cannot be understated. I dare say, even going as far as mentioning, it cannot be overemphasized. It truly cannot be. We live in a time where everybody talks about, oh, there's way too much information. You know, knowledge has increased and we're not probably getting better. True. Now, in this studio sat a few months ago was Dr. Alfred Oladapo, and we're having a conversation about education, and he made a quote, and I'd like to repeat that. And he said, look, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. I don't think he originated that quote, right? He was only making reference to the quote. And it stuck with me, and it has stuck with me ever since. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. You see, Socrates said, education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel. William Crawford says, being a student is easy. Learning requires actual work. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about the work of education. My name is Jude. You are most welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
And now, Hello Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
George Carlin, don't just teach your children to read, teach them to question what they read. Teach them to question everything. Good morning. Now, I bring you a story from my time in the university a few years ago, in the University of Port Harcourt to be specific. Now, there was a year when the university sent out a memo, a communique, advising all students to pay their fees promptly. Failure to do so was to incur a 40%, if not 45% surcharge for when you want to pay across all board. Across the board, every department, medicine, you name it, that was what was going to happen. Obviously, there were some people who could not meet up to that challenge. And then some complained, look, things are hard, things are doing this, things are doing that. Now, in 2022, just in case you missed it, there's been a strike, 8 months. It's 8 month strike. It's been called up. Schools have returned. And with returning schools, guess what? There's returning school fees. There's returning, you know, cost of transportation and all of that. Parents have to bear that. But if you remember last week, we talked about those areas that have been seriously affected and what should be done. This morning, I'm asking, now that schools have come back, and some people are struggling to pay school fees, should school fees be prepaid or postpaid? Oh my God, Jude, what are you talking about? I dare you. But please, please, bear with me. Once again, it seems as though many Nigerians in focus here, but it's a universal problem. But here in Nigeria, the Nigerian society, Nigerian region is very comfortable. They've accepted prepaid metering for their houses for power. You are very comfortable with paying per second and prepaying for that service on your various mobile networks. So you put 200 naira on your phone, and when your 200 naira is exhausted, you get cut off from service. It's fine. People are comfortable with that. But people are not very comfortable with paying rent. I remember paying my very first rent. It felt like, great, I have to do all of this. Now I'm like, ha, I need to patch up, I need to save up, you know. But I already have the house. I already have the house. I have to pay rent. Some people owe rent 6 months, 8 months, 1 year. I've even heard of some people not paying 2 years. And in school, there were people who did not pay school fees from year 2 to year 5 or year 6. It was when they were in year 6, they started to pay a cumulative bill. But that had very adverse effect on how that school was being run. And so there were different ways that the school educational board or the board then would come out to devise methods so that people can pay their school fees early. Argentina, Brazil, Norway, Denmark, and parts of Germany, these countries, have free tertiary education for their citizens. And sometimes, if you have a passport, you can get free education up to tertiary level. In the US, there's something called the student loan, where you get a loan, you pay for your fees, but after you graduate and start to work, you are meant to remit some of your salary back to the government or back to whoever loaned you the money. All of those systems designed to make sure people get education. But here now, there's a serious problem because some of these students will not be able to pay their fees. So would it have been better for the parents to have paid the fees before the children go? And it's not just in universities. I'm talking about secondary schools. Get to some private schools. You hear some of the proprietors complain that the parents have not paid. They are still owing. Second, some children have not seen uniforms for 2-3 sessions because they're waiting for hand-me-downs. It is expensive. But so is data. So is your hotel room. More often than not, people pay before you go to use the hotel room. But it seems as though certain services people are not comfortable with. Once again, on this Pokey Talk station, I ask, should education be prepaid or postpaid?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Please be advised, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments, and please do not make any unsubstantiated claim. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Then please join us via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. There's a poll on Twitter. Get on Twitter and then get to have your view shared on that particular platform. The phone numbers 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the FEMA caller number 0817-923-0009. Please be advised, turn down the volume of your radio set. Step away from the radio set if you can, or if you can, please, preferably, just turn the radio set off so we can have a decent conversation with you. Item by 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, to me, I don't think education should be prepaid. I don't subscribe to that. Like, if any student resumes school now and begins to complain of not having money, I will look at that person as to be a very lazy youth. If that's the fall under that category, which Buhari described as a very lazy youth. You can't tell me that for 8 months you have not been able to develop yourself. So at least they are not supposed to ask teaching from their parents.
Mm.
Yes, let me tell you something. In 2013 or so, when we had one of these strike, I went to Lagos, worked with one of my sister friend. She does this clearance and all this stuff. By the time that strike was about 7 months, by the time I was going back to school, I had almost 920,000 naira. Almost. So to me, I believe that money actually shaped my life up to date.
Okay, so basically, you think education should be postpaid, not prepaid?
It should be postpaid.
Postpaid. Ajay Gogba is his former Saritoru. Very interesting. So he says he prefers it to be postpaid. Postpaid meaning you will get to school after you graduate or after you finish a year, then you pay school fees, as opposed to being prepaid, where before you come into school, you pay your school fees. Now, once again, I made mention of some countries on this planet. They're not in China, they're not in space, they're not in Mars or in Jupiter, where they have free education. In fact, in some countries, up to tertiary and even postgraduate levels. There are some countries where people get to study and become doctors for free. Absolutely free. But is that possible here? Whether or not it is, that's another conversation. But our major conversation this morning is this. Should it be prepaid or postpaid? Should people get into university and then after year one, they can kind of pay school fees? Or after year two or year three or final year? I remember in our time, some people would not pay till their final year when they're expecting to graduate, then they pay their backlog. It was a practice. But there was a huge problem with that. And I'll tell you why in a short minute. All right? When we come back from a break, I'll tell you why. Why that system may have been very counterproductive. Ajay Gogba is on the line. Good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on, please.
On the issue, should be postpaid or prepaid? I think considering the town in the country, I look at it from the, it should be on one hand, the postpaid.
Oh dear. I apologize. The line's not particularly clear. My 3, hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, I love your program. I really love the way you are gingering us to either pay to postpaid or prepaid. That's a good one. But my challenge is that the flood is also affecting us now. School has resumed. So I don't know if the flood has reduced. I think let me find out from the East West Road.
No, it's still blocked. It hasn't reduced. At least not to the point where.
So what is government doing about it, sir? Business has been lost.
It is a serious matter, because we're talking about finances, and don't forget, each particular scenario should be judged on its merits or demerits. Now, in this case, assuming the either one was, well, right now you're meant to pay before you continue. In fact, in some schools, if you don't pay up until a certain time, you'll be forced to pay a surcharge or maybe even repeat the year. That's it, end of story. They're done with that. Now, you see, in this particular case, remember last week when we had this conversation, schools have now opened. Who is going to reimburse the students whose tenancy agreements have expired? Who is going to provide those hostels where students will stay if the students can't pay for their school fees on a normal day? Remember, we had that conversation before. Once again, where do you stand? Should education be prepaid or postpaid? After your child gets to primary 3, you can pay the school fees. After he passes junior WAEC, you can pay. After year 3, you can pay. Or every semester, pay before you go. Remember that phrase? Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes, we are back. 27 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning to you. My name is Jude Omamigbe. It's time for us to get back to the conversation. And our question this morning, very straightforward, but with a lot of very difficult underpinnings. Should education be prepaid or postpaid? Now, once again, I make reference to my stay in the University of Port Harcourt, where there was one particular course I had a carryover. I had to repeat it the following year. Now, when it was time to repeat that course, I think it was Chem 132. How many of you remember, what's that thing called? Organic chemistry. Yeah, back in that time in science, it was a huge one. There were people who came back to rewrite that course 6 years after they were meant to, I'm not joking, 6 years after they were meant to have graduated. So there were individuals who had the MAT number U2002, who were writing the exam with us in school. And then one of the challenges that they had was that, oh, they couldn't pay school fees at that point in time. And so it was one of the courses that, you know, they had to rewrite. You know how people tell you lots of stories. But the point is, they still had to pay for the fees that they didn't make. There was meant to be a surcharge. Now, while some schools have become more proactive, and some would even say even harsh in collection of their fees, is this. So if someone graduated 5-6 years ago without paying school fees, and you want that person to pay for what he or she owes at that point in time, when that money comes into the coffers of the university 7-8 years later, the value has diminished. The value has diminished. So if the person's school fees back then was 1,000 naira, and the person is now paying that same school fees 1,000 naira 6 or 7 years later, it isn't going to hold the value. And don't forget, in this country, federal universities meant to get some money from the federal government. That's their mainstay. But they're advised to, you know, create internally generated revenue, things that would, you know, keep the doors revolving. So if students don't pay certain levies, how are those doors meant to continue to revolve? Now, once again, education, at least for tertiary level in this country, is not free. Some of you listening benefited from when things were much better in Nigeria, where school fees was about 500 naira, something like that. I remember an uncle told me that from year one to year six, the total money he paid as levies and whatever did not amount to 8,000 naira. I was asking him to please help me with 10,000 naira at that time, you know? And he was shocked. What? What's happening in the educational sector? Well, these days, people are paying 200,000, 300,000, 1.7 million naira to be in school, university that is. So, should they pay before they get the education, or should they be able to pay after they get the education? If you are very comfortable getting to buy your recharge card and getting services, what exactly is wrong with paying for your school fees fully before you get into school? There are challenges, obviously. I'd like to get to hear your views.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zero eight one seven nine two three zero 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 seven and 0817923 0009. That's the female caller number. All right, and go on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. There's a poll up. All right, very straightforward question, please. Now, do you think education should be prepaid or should it be postpaid? You do understand what that means, right? Prepaid, before you get the services done, you must pay for that particular access. Your mobile telephones, your data, you have to pay before you get it. As opposed to when we are much younger and your people used to get a phone bill at the end of every month. And back then, parents used to lock the phones with padlocks. Those of you who had those rotary dial phones, we didn't have. Right? I used to go to people's houses, and then you see their daddy would come, small padlock, lock the phone so that, you know, you can't make a call. Because if you make a call at the end of the month, then Nitel will bring a bill for you. But that's what education is right now. You should be able to pay so that teachers can impart your children with knowledge. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. The question now is, how should education be paid? Big one this morning. Zion joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Zion.
Good morning to you. If I say let go on postpaid, I will not be sincere with the system. If along the line the student dies, who will pay the bills?
Oh, good question.
If along the line he or she runs into bankruptcy, what do we do on postpaid? If you don't have upon graduation, 10 years, no job, 20 years, no job, what do we do? So to me, postpaid is a no-no. Now, for prepaid, we have all the opportunity to upgrade the school, its facilities is running, is programmed, affiliated easily, and we're going to pay our bills as a school, meet up to every other criteria that are needed financially. And also, have privileges to go into investment as a school. So we need your money now. As we're impacting on you, we are collecting our money. As you are giving the relevant knowledge, you are paying for it. So that even my teachers or my department or my management can able to give you satisfactory quality education. Prepaid.
But let me ask you this question, Zion. Apologies. Now, if you say prepaid, and you have a very great point to make, because schools need to run on something, it's not air, right? But here comes the problem. There's some people will not be able to pay for the kind of education that they dream of at once. Some people want to pay 50. In some countries, they have what is called student loans. In this country, not so much. But whether it's student loans or not, the point is, if they have a prepaid system, are you not worried that some people will not go to school?
No. Everybody can go to school.
When everybody cannot pay for school fees?
The system has made it that way. Besides, if the parents or the guardians, I think there's a form for that, can apply, we can't pay today, the November, please we'll pay by December, which is carry over payment, that can be accepted. But from Mr. Zion's viewpoint, from my thought line, should we pay for school fees? If we say education is the bedrock to the society, the importance and the benefits of education is to make the society to think like a human being, why should we pay for that? It should be compulsory. Let me be honest to you. It's a scam to ask for students to pay for school fees.
It is?
It is a scam.
How is it a scam?
And it's a means, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Okay, I don't have money to pay for school fee. Let me be an illiterate walking on the street. Cause all your problem. If you will not pay for it more.
Mm.
Let me go to the north and turn the Boko Haram. If you will not be spending billions of naira on security matters.
So who is meant to now pay for the education of those people who can't pay for themselves?
All the money we have accumulated in fighting Boko Haram, if we have put that money in our educational curriculum, educational system, since 1980 till date, we will not have Boko Haram on the street.
Mm.
The money we have spent on fighting 4 billion, 100 billion on pipeline surveillance, if we have put that money in the educational system 10 years ago, nobody will vandalize any pipeline. Ever since I graduated from public administrations, recently, the way I see governance and what we are doing presently is totally different.
Okay, all right.
I'm
so
coming into governance because I want a total change.
All right. So Zion, finally, prepaid or postpaid for you?
Prepaid.
Prepaid. Walter is in Rukpaku. Walter, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. If I may say, it must look at the two areas.
Walter, please turn off your radio set or you step away from the radio, please. Thank you.
Let's look at two areas now, like what is happening, also and so on. I would say if it is postpaid, let it be federal government schools, federal universities.
Okay.
Then the state or private investment, let me be paid. And then let us look at this way. If somebody don't have money to pay for a world, maybe they're going to university, as the case may be, I should be prepared so that the parents should be serious in school.
Okay. It should be prepared.
And then if they look at your parents or the people that are supposed to train you, there's no money, then somebody should look for a job to do at the end of the day. Because I knew people, they didn't go to university. As soon as they get work, they not enter into university, either to do part-time or something like that.
True, very true.
Yes, people are doing that. It does not mean that everybody, me, I didn't know what is called university. I finished at secondary school. Okay? So I know that God is helping me and I'm training my children because I didn't go to university. The number that my children will stay, they should have to go to university. So all of us are praying. If you get money, you train your children at the level you think you can be able. It's not like if you don't have money, you will thief. No. But let your children understand. If they have money, they should go to university schools. It's for their own betterment.
Okay.
So, to carry it all, if it is federal university, let it be postpaid.
Postpaid. Okay.
Yeah, if it's state or private university, it should be prepaid.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Walter. Interesting arguments coming through this morning on Twitter. The poll is up, and as it stands right now, it is smack in the middle. 50% of our respondents say that they would like schools to be prepaid. Education should be prepaid. And 50% say it should be postpaid. One more time, get onto Twitter at @NigeriaInfoPH, @NigeriaInfoPH, and get your thoughts read. Hi, Chibai 3, good morning. Okonkwo is from Mumokuta this morning.
Thank you, Brother Jude.
Good morning.
Happy New Friday.
It's a welcome pleasure. It's a pleasure, rather, to have you join us. Welcome.
Yes, on our subject matter, school. It's partially a charity home.
Oh.
But not totally a charity home.
Okay.
And I have this point. To prepare is good. But for you to prepare with you on the ground that you don't have all the money to pay, and then school can accept it, to use an internally generated revenue to take care of the needs of the school, then under the school, it's not totally a charity home. Then at the end of every semester, or before the semester ends, the students should be able to get the remaining money to complete the one that he pays as school begins. Now, to complete all the money requirement of that semester. So I am saying, both to prepare and to pay later, that all of them are okay. I accept the two methods or the two patterns. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Okonkwo in Rumokuta. Thank you for your views. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Let's read some messages on WhatsApp now, shall we? Yes. All right. Someone said, oh, it's Kem. Oh, yes. Kem 130. Oh, the myth about that course. Ah, shame on all of those people who made it look like that course was the most difficult course and you had to do something supernatural to get beyond. It's a shame on all of them who were you know, pushing that particular, you know, agenda. Terrible, because every course was easy. We just didn't feel it was. We were always stressed. We were sold the idea that it was too difficult. Only geniuses could pass. Nothing. Nothing was further from the truth. I was a great student in secondary school with my organic chemistry. So when I got into university, I just couldn't understand it. Anyway, I move on. Thank you very much, by the way, Kem 130, back in University of Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude. Many Nigerians are not trustworthy to practice post-paid education, and there are no systems in place to facilitate it. Akala in Port Harcourt. 9.3. Oh, dear. Apologies. Good morning, Jude. In a system where the government is up to its duties, the government schools, if not free, should be post-paid for those who can't afford to pay during school days, while private schools should be prepaid because the schools depend on the fees for their running. Lady V with that comment. Christian Gadam here says, I suggest prepaid form of education because after graduation, some persons may not be able to pay back. The government can provide subsidies for both federal and state universities. Take 50%, while the students pay 50%. All right. Thank you very much. Well, I think school fees should be prepaid, but there should be payment plans for those who can't pay all at once. Mrs. Wobodo, thank you very much. Now, to me, postpaid is better than prepaid. It has more advantages than disadvantages because the rate of illiteracy will be very low. The rate of unemployment will be low as well. Schools going on strike will be rare. Henrichi. But here is the reality, Henrichi. You are in Nigeria, I like to assume, and you are in a country where it's been plagued with strikes for the better part of the past 25 years. Strikes in schools in particular. Lecturers have gone on strike. The teachers in secondary schools too, public secondary schools, have also gone on strike at one point in time. There's also the cynicism that people cannot be trusted to fulfill their obligations. That is why the prepaid system for a lot of businesses works much better. You want a recharge card? Please bring your 200 naira. Your mobile operator gives you 200 naira value of airtime. You then make a call, browse, or send SMSs until your 200 naira value is exhausted. The company is not obliged to pursue you, send you text, hello, sister, please, oh, you're owing us 50 naira. Come and pay. Oh. You know, you made two calls last time to your boyfriend, and he said he broke your heart. But we still need our money. Nobody's obliged to do so. You are not obliged to now call your customer care. Hello, dear customer care, help me now. Just give me small. I'll be payback. You're not obliged to do so. they're not going to cut off your line, you know, and tell you until you pay us back our 200 that you owed, that you borrowed 2 months ago, we will not give you access. No one's obliged to do so. No one is. Final caller, Michael, on the line. Michael is speaking to us from Rumoduru this morning. All right. Okay. Michael, good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Yeah, based on the discussion this morning. Yeah, I'm a student. Though I'm not yet a student, but I'm aspiring to. I just need to come on my exam this month, having in mind to be in the US. You know?
Okay, I'm listening to you, please. Go on, Michael.
Yeah, but based on the discussion this morning, whether I'm prepared, prepaid or postpaid, to me, I suggest prepaid.
Okay.
But the money should be reduced. The school fees and the things students are going to pay to be in school should be reduced. Because looking at the school fees, we are going to do the money, everything, even accommodation. Look, compare education of now, education of then. Things are not that okay. And some of us, we are. It's not that we have a big large support,
mm-hmm.
but we have things that will support us. But you don't have the mindset to go to school. You don't have that one has to go to school. But looking at everything, the economy, the society, and the government, they are not even helping at all. So at least government should try a way to reduce the cost of education. So that at least students can afford, even though it's repaid. Thank you very much,
Bill. All right, thank you very much, Michael. Good morning. I suggest pay as you go as the option. This is because prepaid may be difficult for low-income earners in the society. Postpaid will affect the tertiary institution since government is not doing enough in terms of funding. Therefore, let the pay-as-you-go method will help both the students and the tertiary institution. Lekwe from Bori. That's an interesting one. Pay as you go. You can pay for this semester. When you don't have money, you come back in 2 years' time. Or that's fascinating. Fascinating. Anyway, we'll take a break here. And then we'll come back. All things being equal, we have a time to ourselves. Let's see if we can loosen our very, very tired and weary bones. Right here, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. My name is Jude.